We're reading from Ephesians chapter 2. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, there was a time when today, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, was a day of rejoicing around the world. It was the end of the carnage of World War I on the Western Front, and was observed as the date for the end of the war, which caused the death of close to 60 million people. That's the entire population of Eau Claire wiped out, along with 900 other cities the same size. No wonder the survivors rejoiced that it was over. But after a while, the survivors were gone. And now it has become a day of sober remembrance of the uncounted throngs of people who have served and lost their lives for our country. There have been quite a number of wars since World War I, and that alone can be a little depressing, sobering, can't it? That the killing goes on even after the armistice is declared by world leaders again and again and again. Have you ever been depressed? Ever known someone who was? Have you ever looked at your life or the world around you and been depressed? It never seems to change, does it? The vices of people today are the same as the vices that gripped them and destroyed their lives 2,000 years ago. People were shocked to see Hitler's Germany take over Poland, or the USSR take over Afghanistan, or Saddam move into Kuwait, or the siege of Sarajevo, where there was so little wood that they had to begin burning their shoes to stay warm. Those things are shocking, but people still today invade their neighbors' homes and take spouse, property, business, if given half the chance. It can be depressing, can't it? Paul describes people without Christ as dead in transgressions, led about according to the ways of this world, trying to solve problems with the same methods that put to death the Lord of glory. Without Christ, all of us were by nature objects of the wrath of God, His righteous judgment. Just because we were a part of Adam, who earned that condemnation before we were born. Oh, that's too depressing. I can't believe that, says modern man. But that is reality. And while many claim that Christianity is an escape from reality, it is actually Christ's disciples who are willing to face reality, even if it may seem depressing. Why? Because of two words that we just heard. But God. This is the gospel, and it makes all the difference. But because of His great love for us, God. Do you ever feel helpless, tossed about by your own or others' sinful cravings? You may be right about what's wrong in your life, but God has done something about it. Do you ever feel that your life is stuck in neutral? That it's not going anywhere? In a sense, you may be right. But God, who is rich in mercy, has done something about it. Do you ever feel that you are of very little value? That you're not worth much by yourself? You're probably right. But God has done something to give you great value. What is that? Has He sent a word that if we try really hard to keep His commandments, then He will preserve and rescue us from this present evil age and from our own sin? Is it perhaps that if we would all follow the Sermon on the Mount, turn the other cheek, and so forth, that then fighting and wars and other evils would disappear from the earth? No, that is not the gospel. God has not simply given us a self-improvement plan. God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. But God, entirely His doing, gave life to Jesus, even in the tomb. And in Christ, we too, who were dead in transgressions, have been given a new life and power. We no longer need to walk in the old ways. We love Him because He first loved us. And the power of that love expels the old transgressions from our lives. So the new life in us already shows. It shows in the good works which God has prepared beforehand for us to walk in. What could never be accomplished by commands or threats, God has accomplished in Christ Jesus. And because He's given us the status of children of God, we now act like His children, however imperfectly, in this life. But God has done even more. He has also seated us with Him in the heavenly realms. Just as Jesus ascended to intercede for us, so also we have access to our Heavenly Father. And in Jesus' name, now we can intercede also for others, for those sitting next to you today. Just as Jesus ascended above all principalities and powers to rule, so also He has made us kings, and all things work together for our good. Just as Christ was seated at the right hand of power, the posture of one whose work is done, and sitting down, so also have we been given rest unto our souls. Have you ever been depressed in your life? Ever hit bottom? In Christ Jesus, God has lifted us up to live on a higher plane, secure in the knowledge that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. God has already provided it. He has done it all. Amen. Stanza 3 of hymn 262.